Kenny Blumenfeld is with me via phone. Thank you, Kenny, for being with us again this morning.
Always happy to talk with you, Katya.
Yes.
How are you?
I am well, and, you know, it would be pretty hard not to be well here in Two Harbors. We've had an absolutely gorgeous week, pretty much to die for. I mean, possibly someone might think it's a little chilly, but, you know, the sun every day and just a nice little breeze to cool things off pretty much every day, too. But never an icy wind and very little like hot breezes, too. Just sort of a nice little breeze. So,
yeah. What an incredible turnaround. I mean,
yeah,
you know, May was one of the busiest months of my life in terms of weather, severe
yeah.
weather. I just hadn't. And it was, you know, international falls and the northern border areas were just getting pounded by rain and the floods are still going on up there. But June has just been marvelous. It has
yeah.
hardly rained anywhere in Minnesota in June. Sun's been out a lot. Only the far southern part of the state's gotten kind of consistent precipitation, and that's down around the Iowa border, not even up into, you know, barely even up into Rochester.
Yeah.
And then everyone else, it's been sunny, it's been crisp, it's been pleasant. It has not been hot. It has not been, you know, it hasn't been disastrously cold. It's been a little chilly at night. You know, you got to be careful with the windows open, but I mean.
Yeah.
about 7 years ago, we started this thing, we call it the Summer Glory Index. It was based on conditions in the Twin Cities because it's the easiest one where we could actually take the records back far enough to do a long-term comparison that includes dew point. But it basically goes like this. Temperatures in the 70s during the day, 50s at night, and dew point temperature at 7 p.m. of below 60 degrees and little or no precipitation. Those are essentially perfect conditions, and you get full glory points for that. And this is actually an index that we use just to kind of get a sense of where
yeah.
are, you know, and you take away some points if it's a little too warm or a little too cold, or if it gets hot or really obnoxious, you can actually start losing points. Well, we're off to an amazing start. It's one of the most glorious beginnings to June on record. And that's mm-hmm. all I can say. It's just been fantastic. It's kind of what the doctor ordered, because we really needed, you know, to dry out without, you know, I don't think right now the dry conditions don't get us anywhere near thinking about drought anywhere in the state right now. So it's just kind of a well-timed period of dry conditions. I don't think it's going to last forever, so enjoy it. Looks like a great weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I guess you're talking about a pleasure index, basically, and we've just sort of topped out on the pleasure index. I hope everyone feels it and managed to get outside. You're saying it's not necessarily going to last, so what do you see coming?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned it's been to die for, because there's weather that you could die for just off, just a couple states to our south. Really, really hot weather is building, will be building this weekend into Nebraska and parts of Missouri, and then getting next week into Iowa and Minnesota. Now, you're lucky because you're kind of insulated from a lot of that really hot weather by just the way that the North Shore, the Arrowhead region of Minnesota, and Lake Superior are all kind of oriented in a way that even when we get really warm, oppressive winds, there are, you know, obviously there's ways for Two Harbors and the North Shore to get very high, but it's mm-hmm. also a lot of times when the wind blows off out of the south, it's coming off the lake, and then you're actually not going to get that hot. Next week will be interesting because the winds will come out of the south and south-southwest. And we'll see where that puts you. Right now, I've got temperatures in the 70s for Tuesday in Two Harbors, which is, that'll be fantastic because one of the models has international falls hitting about 95.
Whoa.
So, yeah. What a difference a lake breeze makes. So, you know, honestly, you might even have to go over the ridge next week to get some of that oppressive heat. And even there, it looks a little bit fleeting. Next week might be, you know, more like dipping our toes in the water of the extreme heat as opposed to just jumping all the way in. The hottest weather is going to remain just south of Minnesota, I think. Maybe far southern parts of the state will get a few days of 90s, but, you know, it's going to be record shattering in parts of the kind of the lower Midwest, the Ohio Valley, over towards St. Louis. And you wouldn't believe this, but where do you think I'm going to be next week, Katya?
I can hardly hazard a guess, but maybe south of here.
Yeah, in the Ohio Valley region and the lower Midwest and in the St. Louis area. And, you know, I'm looking at all the forecast information and it's, you know, I know these areas are hot. I know that they're, you know, they're always warmer than we are here in Minnesota, especially in the summertime. But they don't actually hit 100 degrees all that frequently. And that's what they're going to be doing.
No way.
So, yeah, and that's not a dry heat. That's not like a Phoenix-style 100 degrees. That's a St. Louis-style 100 degrees where the dew point is, you know, stuck at 74 and it feels like it's 108.
Oh.
That kind of thing.
Wow, so you get to feel the inferno firsthand.
Yeah, you know, not great camping conditions, and guess what I'll be doing next week?
Oh, well, yep.
So,
do you get to some elevation? Are you going to go to the Ozarks or something? Or this is
not a lot of elevation. I assume more valley conditions where the, you know, the still deadly air just settles in. Got a tent fan, we'll be okay.
Yeah, if you got a fan. Yeah, well, we will actually be up on Isle Royale next week at this time, so we'll be experiencing some very nice conditions, I bet.
I assume so, yeah. If we swap notes, you know, kind of what was it like for you on, you know, June 17th, I bet you we'll have really different stories to
tell. I bet we will. Well, good. We will touch base again in 2 weeks to see how it went. And until then, do you have any other tidbits for us?
No, I think, you know, enjoy the nice weekend. It's going to be a little bit, you know, you're going to see some clouds around, but it's still going to be pleasant conditions. 70s, probably, both days.
Okay.
Especially inland. A little closer to the lake, might be a little gunkier, but I don't see any real problems this weekend. Looks, you know, maybe a little cooler on Sunday. But again, once you're inland more, you get better chance at warming up a bit.
And so, no precip anywhere in the forecast?
Well, light scattered precip. I actually think that there will be rain on and off. But this is good. We're kind of watering the garden. There's no all-day rainouts happening. It might not be quite as sunny this weekend, but you're going to get right back into it. So that by, you know, Tuesday, Monday, and Tuesday, Wednesday look phenomenal. And I'm just so jealous because the high temperatures are going to average right around 70, 75 degrees those days. Even into Thursday, maybe mid-70s. And I'm telling you, Katya, where I'm going, the heat index values are going to be like 105 to 110. And the low temperatures are going to be 77.
Well, thank you for helping us to appreciate it when it happens next week.
Yeah, we joke. Maybe it's a little preview of the deep future for our region.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
All right. Well, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, enjoy. Have a good weekend and a great week, and I'll talk to you on the other side.
Sounds good. Bye-bye. Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.